Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm. Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Meringue.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, hour number deuce here. The firm of Harris and Meringue. If you missed any of the first hour, you can download that. The Fan Podcast, 1051thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. It's also on the YouTubes, youtube.com/1051thefan. There's a chat there. You can hang out with us. The Fan text line, 503-864-6326, as it is a 10 toes down Thursday. We're hanging out here in the NFL. And, you know, for the longest time, you could always count on the Dallas Cowboys not being very good, but you can also count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Reminder, on podcasts, you can rewind, fast forward, except for into the future. That would be impossible. Good little football game tonight, question mark?
I mean, I refuse to believe.
Just because it's Thursday or the matchup?
Yes, I refuse to believe.
Dude, you are 10 toes on everybody sucks today.
Mm-hmm.
Or everybody's great.
Mm.
Hmm.
I have zero interest in ever watching the Cowboys play football. Ever.
Well, you know, I was just about to look this up, and I'll do this now and stall while I'm talking. You know, the Cowboys offense... For as much flack as we have given Dak for the contract and this team for being kind of a hot dumpster fire, this offense has been pretty fun of late.
Sure.
You know, the big comeback against the Eagles, you know, I thought they were really good against the Chiefs on Thanksgiving. I mean, there's a Raiders game in there, which doesn't really matter. Look, the Cowboys have had some clunkers. But if you look at the playoff situation right now, they're not out of it.
So you're saying there's a chance?
I'm saying there's a chance. Now the problem is that they could desperately use a pass rushing linebacker. I don't know where they'll get one, or if they ever had one. Dramatic pause.
Yeah, I'm just looking here. I mean, this game standings wise does mean a ton for both teams.
And I think that's where we are in the NFL schedule right now. Is that it's time to kind of
sorting hat time.
Yeah, it's kind of
time to nut up or shut up.
Exactly, you got it.
Well, I mean, if you're the Cowboys, you have the Lions tonight on the road. You have the Vikings and Chargers at home, and then you finish out the season at the Commanders and at the Giants.
Doable.
Is this the only game that they're not favored in?
The
Vikings suck.
The Vikings suck.
The Chargers are beat to hell.
I would probably still take the Chargers in that game.
Cowboys are at home.
Eh. I still like the Chargers. I'm not out on them.
Out on the road at Washington and New York to close the season. Commanders are feisty.
They dude, that Mariota game.
They're feisty.
I'm still thinking about
that's
it.
That's a Netflix
dude.
Game too.
I enjoyed it. I don't care what it's on. I got everything.
No, I'm just saying it's
except for ESPN for 2 weeks.
Yeah, you go.
That really pissed me off.
So the Cowboys are 6-5. What do you think that they need to have to make the playoffs? What. For reference, Bears and Rams are 9-3. Eagles are 8-4. Bucks are 7-5. Then your wild card teams, Seahawks are 9-3. Packers are 8-3. Niners are 9-4.
How many games are left?
For the Cowboys, including tonight, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
Went out. 11.
Right?
11, yeah. 10 maybe. 10 maybe. The problem is it gets real tight in there.
And the thing is, one of the wins has to be against Detroit to kind of knock them down a peg because you play them because that's who you're fighting for a wild card spot.
You have two teams in the NFC West that have 9 wins and three teams in the NFC West that have 9 wins. Two of those slots go to them.
Yep.
I know the Niners, we can say what we want about them. We're going to get to the NFC North here pretty quickly because I'd like to chat about this.
Yes.
So I don't want to like spoil too much. But the Bears and Packers are going to – they play each other twice in the next five games.
We talked about this, I want to say, like 3 weeks ago about whether we'd find out which team was for real, and that's a huge part of it.
So there is a chance that the Cowboys could win 11 games and, I guess, yeah, be on the outside looking in. Yeah, I haven't seen how much the Rams and the Niners and the Seahawks still have to play against each other. What if all three of those teams win 12 games? You imagine two wild cards coming out with 12 wins?
Rams play the Seahawks one more time.
They probably all play each other one more time.
Yeah, I think they already played the Niners twice. I thought they did. Maybe I'm just thinking of the early season matchup. Niners do not. Oh, no, they close with the Seahawks. Ooh, that's a spicy game.
What?
Niners-Seahawks.
End of the year?
End of the year.
I bet you that's a Sunday night game. I bet you it's not because
it's to be determined right now.
They'll probably both be clinched.
Yeah, but you might be looking at a division winner.
Oh yeah, if the Rams.
Yeah. So,
dude, when you said at the beginning of the year the NFC West spin the chamber, I didn't realize it was going to be spin the chamber
with wins,
with lots of wins.
Yeah,
dude, you got 9 wins left, and there's 5 games to go.
And throwing those Bears in there, I guess we'll get it in the NFC North, but. Niners close with Colts, Bears, Seahawks.
Okay, you've convinced me. The Cowboys suck. They're not going to the playoffs.
Hey.
I'm out. Is that good enough?
Like it.
Okay, I hope my boy Joe's not listening.
I hope he is.
It's so strange, though.
He's not. I can see him right outside the door here.
Oh, perfect, perfect. It is kind of strange that this offense, though, on Dallas, just to kind of circle around and finish up the combo with Dallas.
It is good. I mean, Dak's second in the league in passing yards, and George Pickens is second in the league in wide receiving yards.
It's fascinating to me that they finally kind of have this offense figured out.
Mm-hmm.
And the defense is light years behind it.
It's look, Quinnen Williams is a good player.
Great player.
Great player. But
great pickup.
It's not helping them that much because they weren't just Quinnen Williams away.
No.
Now, they were one of the worst rush defenses in football.
Agreed.
So and getting that part of it certainly helps
and
you.
And scapegoating a pass rusher for that was not a good move.
No.
Was not a good move.
Remind me again, Micah Parsons, maybe the second best defensive player in football right now?
This year right now, yeah. He any other year, Micah Parsons would win defensive player of the year. The problem is that Myles Garrett is
tearing people's heads off, is going to set a sack record that no one's ever going to touch.
Myles Garrett is booking a plane to Canton, Ohio. Dude. That's the problem.
He has 19 sacks.
What's the record? 21? Strahan with 22? Do you know that, Rusty, by chance?
Off the top of my head, I want to say 22 and a half.
Yeah, that sounds right. I'm pulling it up right now. I think that is 22 and a half. Yep, Strahan and TJ Watt.
Oh, TJ tied Strahan?
I am the smartest
Strahan?
Man alive.
Oh, I didn't realize TJ tied him.
Yeah, so Myles Garrett is at 19.
I just remember that Brett Favre fell down for Strahan because he hates Warren Sapp. Mm. God, that's all-time petty awesomeness.
So for the Browns, they finish with Titans, Bears, Bills, Steelers, Bengals. Oh, buddy. He might set a record that it might be unbreakable. Myles Garrett may set a record that's unbreakable.
Without a doubt. He's got five games to go and needs four. 3.5, 4 to break it. Yeah. Yeah. It's not going to be pretty. You've mentioned a couple of these teams multiple times, and I want to get into this because the North in both conferences are in crazy, crazy situations for different reasons. We touched a little bit on the Ravens and their situation, touched a little bit on the Lions and their situation, but let's really look at the NFC North and this battle. As this texter texts in 503-864-6326, NFC North and West both have 3 awesome teams. One will have to be left out. I agree on the West.
Mm.
I don't know if I agree on the North. We'll do that next. Portland Sports Leader 1080 and 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
503-864-6326. Looking like a heavy 10 toes down day today. Just keep getting those in as we'll get to those at 12:15. Sticking in the NFL. A couple texts I want to read here from one person here says a couple things. I love watching the Cowboys now. You never know what's going to happen. That's kind of fun. I do like watching sports that way. I don't like watching predictable sports. That's why this World Series was so great. Dodgers, I had Dodgers in four.
The Dodgers Blue Jays in three.
I had the Dodgers in three. The Blue Jays won game one, and I doubled down and said, I'll still take the Dodgers in three. You know, like, I love when things are not predictable. And that is something fun about that team right now. However, I will push back on this. Suk said this, and I agree. I still don't know who is good outside of the Rams and who is bad outside of the Saints. Now, there are very few people in this world that I trust their NFL opinion more than Jason Sukanik. That includes the big-time people on the TVs. That man knows football, and I love listening to him. I don't know if the Rams are good. I think they're pretty good, but they just lost to Carolina. And everybody wants to tell me that Carolina sucks. I think Carolina's good. I think the Seahawks are good, but I don't think they're great.
Just as a matter of record, while the Panthers are indeed 7-6, they have a minus 50 point differential.
Who does?
The Panthers.
A minus 50?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they could go to the playoffs.
Like, that is just complete and utter luck of the draw.
I love that. I love that.
I mean, that's disgusting.
But for the Panthers to get to the playoffs, our Bucks would have to lose.
Yeah, don't want that.
We don't want that. Well, are we ready to do this?
Yeah,
are you ready for
it.
Me? All right, I got to queue up. I got to stretch a little bit, crack the knuckles. There's a big game this weekend on Sunday in the 1 o'clock window. Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers.
Oh.
The Detroit Lions have a big game tonight against the Dallas Cowboys, in the sense that they lose this game, they're in a big uphill climb. In fact, they might be eliminated if they don't win this game tonight. The battle for this NFC North, I think a lot of people are gearing up to be really exciting, and I hate to do it to you, but I'm going to poo-poo on your parade.
Go on.
I am not sold on Chicago, and I just won't be.
Oh, I'm not sold on them.
Even winning this division, even winning a playoff game, even being good in a playoff game, I'm just not there. I don't know how to explain it. it's a Caleb thing.
If they win a playoff game, you don't think they're a good team?
If they do, then I will rescind this.
Okay, you just said that if they win a playoff game.
No, I mean, I don't know if they win a playoff game. Sorry, I might have misspoke.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, if they win a playoff game, you don't think they're a good team?
I don't know what it is. And for me, unfortunately, it's a Caleb thing. I loved him in college. When I was actually sitting at a bar watching Texas-Oklahoma when Caleb came in. And I was actually texting a buddy of mine here at 1080, I believe his name is Dusty Hera.
Mm.
And we were laughing about how Texas couldn't even be back for half a game. And I fell in love with Caleb. I loved Caleb as a college quarterback. I had no issue with him going number one. I struggle with him. And I know I've come out and I'm clearly a Packer kind of homer this year, mm-hmm. as I picked them to win the Super Bowl.
Which makes you hate the Bears even more.
Which probably makes me hate the Bears even more. And I've been critical of Jordan Love, especially from a leadership attitude standpoint. But there's just something about Caleb that I just don't see consistently enough. He seems really erratic to me.
Oh, consistency is his biggest issue.
And
there's no doubt there.
And for Jordan Love, I have attitude issues, but I don't have talent issues. He had a quiet week last week and threw 4 touchdowns against the Lions. I think that defense is not Houston, not Denver, but in the conversation of the rest. You know, maybe maybe a Seattle level or maybe a tier slightly below a Seattle level, Rams, kind of that area. I just think Green Bay has too much talent. I think Green Bay is the better coached right now. And Detroit, I'm concerned they lose tonight and they're out. So I don't know if the battle for the NFC North is really going to be that much of a battle. The Packers have the Bears 2 more times. They're 2-0 against Detroit, and they could easily be 2-0 against the Bears.
So as it pertains to the Bears, my biggest issue with them isn't Caleb, it's their defense. If you look at their defense, it's bad. It was supposed to be a strong suit of the team. These are the teams that have allowed the most points in the NFL this season. The Bengals at 374, Giants at 367, Cowboys at 342. That's the, oh my God, your defense is one of the worst we've ever seen. Then you get the Titans at 328, the Commanders at 323, the Jets at 315. The Raiders have allowed 1 more point than the Bears. The Raiders.
Whoa.
308, the Bears are 307. The Bears are sandwiched between the Raiders and the Cardinals. If you look through this list, the only team in, what, the bottom 15, 16 teams, the bottom half of the league, who have a positive point differential with defenses this bad, the Cowboys and the Bears. Cowboys are +9, the Bears are +6. It's because their offenses are that good. Ben Johnson's offense, really good.
This is
one of the best scoring Bears teams we have seen in basically a millennia.
That is a low bar.
It is. But if I told you that the Bears had the 8th best offense in the league, would you believe that?
I would.
Just off of vibes and feel and kind of where this season has gone.
I would, because buried underneath the fact that Caleb is not putting up blowaway numbers, and that's probably my biggest, like, bleep you to Caleb Williams, is that he can't throw for over 350 yards in a game like a modern day quarterback should, is that run game has been fantastic. Mm-hmm. That run game, dude, we just said it. They played a game. Did they not rush for 250 yards against the Eagles?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's impressive.
It is.
Because that is a defense reminiscent of the Bucs with Brady and the Rams with Stafford winning Super Bowls, of just vets and dudes everywhere.
Here's, we hit the, I think, the Caleb thing on the head. It's the consistency. But you know what he's not doing? Making bad plays. He's got 5 picks on the season. That's it. He's not turning the ball over.
I agree. But I think...
But then, I'm not saying that as an excuse for Caleb.
Sure.
I'm saying within what they want to do, if the consistency, which it comes down to his completion percentage, he, for whatever reason, I don't know what's changed for him. He was accurate in college.
Yeah, I agree. Games faster, maybe.
You see him every now and then just miss a guy, and you're just like...
Well, that's part of the erratic thing I'm talking
about. Yeah, no, I'm 100% with you.
And that's why I wonder if the game hasn't quite slowed down for him yet.
Because,
or slowed down enough for him. But I think the thing we're missing the most in this conversation is that I think personnel, coaching, quarterback, the Packers are just a better team.
Are they?
I think so.
I don't think they are.
I think their defense is light years better,
but I think offensively they are lacking drastically.
I agree that they are not consistent as offense on as consistent on offense as possible. But I just said they had a quiet game against the Lions offensively, and Jordan Love threw 4 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that that offense has that capability on any given night. Now, whether LaFleur is getting it out of them or Jordan Love is getting it out of them, that's another question. But I don't see that happening every single night. 250 yards rushing, Caleb not throwing picks every single night for the Bears.
Sure. When you're talking about the Packers, I think there's also a consistency issue. Yeah, they beat the Lions 27-13 to start the season. They beat the Commanders 27-18, and then they lost to the Browns 13-10. They follow that up with that 40-40 diabolical tie fest with the Cowboys. But then they also lose to the Panthers 16-13. They lose to the Eagles 10-7.
They lost to the Browns. That 10-7 game was brutal, too. They had every chance to win that game, too.
And that's the thing is, like, the Packers are, I think, offensively very inconsistent, despite putting up some monster games.
Remember that first week against Detroit? I was like, ooh, pick looking good.
You're loving that.
I was loving it.
And then they go out and they dump truck the Commanders.
And they lost to the Browns.
And you're like, and again, Browns defense, good. That Cowboys defense, very bad. But you just kind of go through this. They've been in some games where you're just like, that Panthers won 16-13. Love, ugh. That was a train wreck. That Eagles game.
Panthers just beat the Rams. What do you want?
And then you've got
Panthers are good.
The Giants game where, you know, they eke one out against the Giants.
I mean, that's fair.
You know what I mean? Like, that's.
Dude, maybe I am a homer. What the hell? Am I a Packer fan?
You become a Packer fan.
Am I a Packer fan?
I got no beef with that. I got Packers.
One of my best friends, his entire family are all Packer fans.
Packers are a fun team to root for, man. They're always good.
They are. They're the only team owned by the fans.
Yeah.
The frozen tundra.
There you go. You can go be a socialist with the Packers.
You know I love a good socialism aspect. And minus being a creep, I loved Brett Favre.
Well, yeah. I think everybody, when Favre was playing, I think everybody loved Brett
Favre.
Dude,
he was my favorite.
Yeah, it's the old gunslinger.
I loved young Rodgers, too.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about two of the best quarterbacks ever play the game, so... Yeah, I think it's fair. But yeah, the NFC North was supposed to be the team that had four teams that you could all say they're like could win 11, 12, 13 games.
503-864-6326. The Packers are a true coin toss. They either look like the best team in the league or they look like it's the first time they've ever played offense.
Mm-hmm.
This text are also from the flip side of the Bears. They currently lead the league in turnovers and have two or three guys in the top five in picks. The Bears defense isn't bad, but they aren't great. The opportunistic, though, turnovers are huge. Yes. Rufio on the text on the YouTube chat for Caleb, it's the pre-snap hasn't matured enough. We talk about him holding the ball too long, but I think a lot of that stems from reacting post-snap instead of anticipating. If that's the case, I'm not a football aficionado enough to say I can have an opinion on that. But if let's say for the sake of argument that is true, that's something I trust Ben Johnson to fix. That is something
I trust. The maturation we've already seen from him last year to this year is already happening.
I would agree, and Ben Johnson should get some flowers for that.
And that's the thing is, Caleb's on his third coordinator in 2 years.
And I was worried about Ben Johnson being a head coach, and we'll still see him about being a head coach, but there's no doubt he's flipped that offense.
Which
there's no doubt
in Chicago is no small feat because it's a team that has never played offense.
Yeah, the monsters of the Midway were not like catching bombs and chucking bombs.
No, and that's the thing is like they're still getting explosives. They're still a team that Odunze looks like a dude. Mongai looks like a dude. DeAndre Swift is a dude. Like they've got guys on that offense. The defense just needs to be so much more consistent because you just kind of look at their games this season. How many times they they got the absolute dog ass beaten out of them. Remember when they played the Lions and Dan Campbell said, "Hey, young fella," it was 52-21. But, I mean, they were in a shootout with the Bengals 47-42. Like, there are some games on here where you're like, good God, how many points have you given up? Like, how many teams now the Cowboys win? They did hold the Cowboys to 14, but you look at their defense, they give up 27, they give up 52, 14, 24, 24. Saints suck. Ravens, that was the game the Bears looked awful in. But they give up 42 to the Bengals. They give up 20 to the Giants. They get into that nasty game with the Vikings. They give up 28 to the Steelers. Like, it's just... The NFC North between the Lions, Packers, and Bears.
Oh, my.
Yeah, right? They are the most consistently inconsistent group, and the Vikings just suck.
They suck. They suck.
And yes, it's their quarterback play, but the quarterback play is egregious.
It's across the board. All right, we'll stay in the North, but we'll slide over to the AFC for very different reasons. Who doesn't want to win this division?
Right.
We'll get to that next. But first, we'll toss to the kahuna with sports.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast. And maybe you'll go away
and never call. Keeping an eye on this junior situation out of Ohio State to see if anything breaks. We reached out to our boy Andrew Nemec. Nothing official. He told me that the chances of an insider knowing it before he goes public are slim. So until he goes public, nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
The trouble I've seen. Isn't that, doesn't she sing that song in Spaceballs?
Yes.
I heard they rapped Shooting for Spaceballs too.
Yes.
I'm terrified, dude.
It's Mel Brooks.
I'm terrified.
I'm in.
I'm terrified. It's going to suck.
I refuse to believe.
You know, I haven't seen that movie in a while. I've seen it a ton. So, like, I got all the jokes and all the references.
We ain't found shit.
But I don't think I've seen that movie in probably 5, 6, 7 years.
I watched it earlier this year.
Oh, yeah. You just caught it on? Nice.
Oh, no. I searched it out.
Oh, you were.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't just randomly on.
No, I was like, you know what I want to watch? Spaceballs. Did that. I did that. Then Robin Hood Men in Tights.
I'm pretty sure I own Spaceballs on DVD. Not Blu-ray. DVD.
Ooh.
Maybe I should get a VHS copy of it and put it in my...
Good luck with that.
In my VHS DVD collection of Star Wars.
Mm.
Do you know I have 3 different VHS versions of the original trilogy?
No, do
of
you?
Star Wars.
But and why?
Because they're all different versions.
Okay.
Because Lucas is a meddling little bitch.
My my best friend growing up, his family used to... like they had a... they had a... what is it called? Babysitting out of their house. And they had a wall that is probably as big as our studio wall here, but taller. It was a vaulted ceiling.
Okay.
And it was every Disney movie VHS and then God knows how many more, like the top movies of all time. Like you had every VHS you could ever think of. It was probably, like I said, the length of this wall and probably that wall too on the other side, it wrapped around. It was like being in Blockbuster.
Yeah. I used to work at a Hollywood Video.
No, did you?
Yeah, the one on Highway 99 in Hazeldale in Vancouver. It was like the 3rd largest VHS selection of any Hollywood Video in America.
Oh, really? It was a big one.
Dude, apparently, I should have been a part of it, but when they closed down, they sold a lot of it.
Ooh.
And I guess they had, like, secretly, like better than Movie Madness VHS horror selection. Just like the greatest VHS horror collection of stuff you just can't find anymore.
It's crazy. Like if you
like
have,
Tarantino would be in a field day in there.
The Disney movies, remember the OG cases, the white cases?
Oh yeah, the clamshells.
Yeah. Apparently those are worth a ton of money if you have the originals. They don't have to be sealed. Like if you just have the originals, apparently they do like releases of them like every 10 years or something like that.
My sister, her husband owns a used record store.
Yeah.
And he does CDs and tapes and VHS and DVDs and stuff. And he says, dude, people come in and swipe that stuff
immediately.
Up. Well, Disney for a long time was only releasing things from the vault.
Yeah.
And then it would go into the vault and you couldn't get a new copy of it for a long time. Now it's all streaming and stuff like that.
But
these
you,
are
but
also kind of unaltered.
Yeah.
Unaltered. You know, original release quality.
Yeah, the Little Mermaid with all of the nasty stuff in it still.
The phallic symbols.
And Aladdin. Was it like three or four movies that guy did that in?
Yeah, the Little Mermaid case is the one I know the best.
And then it was...
And I think the preacher at the end is, let's just say, happy to be there.
And then the sand spells out sex.
Oh, yes.
In Aladdin.
Yes.
What's funny is those started out, I thought, as wives' tales, but... They all ended up being real.
Ended up being real.
Oh, perv.
You know, the only thing I never saw, because the original one is the guy like hanging himself in the background of the Wizard of Oz.
I was just going to bring
it up. I've never seen it.
It's there.
Have you? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have like not looked it up enough to try and figure out where and when it is, but I have not seen that.
It's
all
there.
The sex stuff in the Disney movies, I've seen those.
Yeah. That, and then also the ghost kid in the apartment in Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah, that one's creepy. Oh,
I haven't seen those movies in 2 decades.
Yeah,
because that one, it's all...
That one's the unexplainable one.
Yes, because it's all one continuous shot, and they go past the window at one point,
it's in the reflection, right? Yeah.
No, like in the window, like basically between the window and the curtains, pretty much. Mm. And so in the one continuous shot, they go by it one time, and he's not there. They come back again. Kid's there.
Text line, a few years ago, my stepdad bought the Little Mermaid VHS with the ween on the front. Worth like $250.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you got like the OGs,
I owned
man,
it. I don't know what happened to mine as a kid. My sister might have them. She collects that stuff. She loves that stuff.
We had a bunch of them. I think they got sent to Goodwill 20 plus years ago. It's tough.
You know what pisses me off? So I follow a lot of like Reddits on like cassettes and vinyls and stuff. I record a lot of concerts that I've gone to, or I have found a lot of recordings of concerts that I've gone to, and I'm recording them on cassette.
Mm.
Kind of my way of like throwing homage to Grateful Dead tapes from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and I guess 90s too. And people post all the time. They're like, check out what I found at Goodwill today. And I'm like, dude, that's $400 worth of records out of Goodwill. What the hell Goodwill are you going to?
Because
when I go to mine,
it's
like,
gone.
Yeah, it's there. It's Mozart classic, or it's like some pop star from the 50s that nobody cares about.
Yeah, they started doing it to where like there's it's harder to do that because they're sorting it better through Goodwill, and it goes to like one of the distribution centers, and I want to say it's like Phoenix or something like that.
Okay.
And there's a couple locations around the country, because I've rabbit holed some of that stuff of like, you know, how do people find some of this? And they're like, people, there's like, almost like a black market, like, you know which Goodwills to go to, because they're like filtering it to certain places.
Dude, my wife is an insane Goodwill shopper, and she finds amazing stuff. She does this thing called Poshmark.
Oh yeah, Poshmark, like Mercari, yeah. Those kind of things. Yeah, yeah.
She finds a lot of diamonds for like $10 and sells them for $100.
Oh.
Yeah, she does really, really well with that for funsies. Can't find the cassettes or vinyls.
You just got to know what you have in your market, man.
I know. She knows the good ones for her stuff, but she can't find them for my stuff.
Now you just got to go Goodwill
maybe,
hunting.
Maybe she just doesn't know. Maybe it's my fault. Goodwill Hunting?
Mm-hmm.
Love that movie.
Nah.
Really?
Nah.
How do you like them apples?
There you go. It's fine.
It's a tremendous movie.
I'm not saying it's not.
Are you poo-pooing Goodwill Hunting? It's
Robin Williams, best supporting actor. Yeah. Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, best original screenplay.
It's the Boston of it all.
Oh, I can separate myself from that.
I mean, you know.
I know.
I can hate your sports teams and still love your movies.
It's not just that. It's the accent.
They do run it hard.
They run hard in that.
Casey Affleck is probably the hardest in it.
But that's how those guys sound.
Well, but he can't help it.
Yeah. Those guys sound. It's just, I don't know.
He also wasn't really an actor back then. He was just Ben's little brother, and they needed him to be a stoner in the car.
They're like, can you be you?
And that's who's going to win the AFC North.
Love those pivots.
Coming up next, we'll do Web Gems, everybody's favorite. Is it okay if you don't watch the profession you are in? We'll get to that. 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Ow, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Marang on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
He's the host. All right, this is everybody's favorite Web Gems. Do it every single day at 11:45. Coming up in the big nooner, we'll get to some college football playoff chatter. I want to start asking hard questions here. Like, what would actually be the coolest college football playoff? Maybe let's think of that. Okay. What would be the most fun 12 teams? Because we know we're going to get screwed over by ESPN and however they want it. But let's take a peek at what would be the coolest. Let's just pivot and go to there. You can put those thoughts in at 503-864-6326. Also in the Big Nooner, I think we're going to be a double here on 10 Toes Down at 12:15. We have to answer your questions unequivocally, no wishy-washy, right to the point. We'll do that at 12:15. Web Gems today is brought to you by the NBA. Patrick, big-time NBA guy these
days.
I'm trying. Hey, pull the curtain back for a minute. I'm trying.
You're having fun with it.
I'm trying. I think I have a good mindset going into it. I'm looking for the fun stuff. Definitely here for the drama. I will watch more basketball games come Christmas and the New Year that aren't Blazers, because that's really where I'm lacking, is I'm not watching a ton of non-Blazer games right now, and I should be.
League's good right now.
League's good right now. OKC is probably playing my favorite style of basketball I've seen in 20 years.
Okay.
Style. Me, personally. Not the best, not your favorite, my favorite. But Web Gems here comes to you by way of that guy, Luka Doncic.
He's pretty good.
He's pretty good. Now, I was thinking about this on my way into work this morning as I was listening to the Sunrise Guys, the number one morning show here in Portland. And then I was thinking about what I do after work. When I go home, sometimes I listen to sports radio and sometimes I just kind of turn it off. You have said in the past, after some days, the Billups day was a great example, that the car ride home was very quiet.
Yep. Click.
Just silent. Cause sometimes we need that escape. I'm curious when it comes to professional athletes, if you feel the same way, because this is our job. Like, we have to follow what's going on and watch games and read articles and listen to interviews and podcasts, etc. But I'm curious where you land on if you're a professional. This is Luka Doncic when being asked about getting ready to play a great team from the East in the Toronto Raptors.
Looking ahead to Toronto, I know you guys just wrapped up this game, but what stands out to you about the season they've had up to this point?
I don't watch much NBA, sorry. So I know they have a good record. I love the coach they have. I know he has them playing physical. So we're going to see in this kind of report.
That is Luka Doncic saying that he does not watch a lot of the NBA.
It's a tough look.
But if you think about it, and that's the question I want to ask, because I don't really know where I sit on it existentially. Like, I'm a big baseball guy.
Young guys don't watch the league.
I'm a big baseball guy. Those guys watch baseball all the time, all day, every day, because they love seeing nuances of pitchers. They love seeing great hitters, superstars, et cetera, et cetera. I'm pretty sure the NFL, those guys watch games. If you're not playing on Monday night, you're watching Monday night.
Yeah, for sure.
You get done in the morning slate, you're watching Sunday night football. It might be a bad look, but do you blame Luka for not watching the league?
Yeah.
Can't you say, well, maybe he's just focused on his role with the Lakers and et cetera, et cetera?
No.
You think he needs to be watching the league?
Yes.
Why can't you take a break from your profession?
Because your profession requires you to do it for 2 hours a day. The rest of the time, it's preparation.
Dude, is this a shut up and dribble moment?
Yeah. Wow. A little bit.
I don't know if I had this on my bingo card today, Daniel.
It is your job to be familiar with your opponents.
I agree. He did mention the scouting report.
That's not enough. Now Luka's not the only guy who does this. I'll use a local example. Dame is an absolute psychopath. He watches basketball endlessly. He goes home, he watches his minutes, he watches replays from the night. If the day's off tomorrow, he'll watch whatever replays or whatever's coming up. That's what he's always done. And I think the guys that are his age, they all do that. LeBron watches hoop. Steph watches hoop. KD watches hoop. They all watch.
I can be a little bit of that myself. Like say we have a big football day, mm-hmm. which are a lot these days. If I'm going home and I'm kind of burned out, because if Lanning's on Duck Insider, mm-hmm. that comes on after us, I'll listen to that a little bit. But I will pivot if I need a break, and I will listen to MLB Radio.
No, it's
just because like that's my comfort zone.
Totally fine, but it's also he's not saying he doesn't watch the Raptors. He's saying I don't watch the league.
Yeah,
there's a difference.
Sure,
there's a difference.
I don't
need
you watching Pelicans and Hornets on a Tuesday night. No,
but like.
But he's not watching the TNT games if he's got the day off.
Yeah.
Or the ESPN games or the Amazon games, now, NBC games, whatever they are.
Luke has been around long enough where this isn't an issue. There was a Trailblazers player that his rookie year, young guys in the league don't watch basketball. And I remember Dame going, watch this. And he goes, hey, who plays for the Grizzlies? And he was like, that Triple J guy and the guy with the muscles.
Marc Gasol.
Yeah, it was Desmond Bane. And I was just sitting there going, he goes, see, young dudes don't watch the league.
Desmond Bane doesn't even play for Memphis.
Yeah, so again, this is a couple years ago.
Oh, okay, yeah. My bad.
But this is a grander discussion in the locker room about how young guys just don't watch the league. It just doesn't happen. Like, guys coming out of college don't watch the league.
And why is that?
I think it's
lazy? Is it fatigue?
I think there's an element of laziness.
Is it the telephone?
That's what I think a big part of it is that in that there's so many other things that are competing for their attention and they don't focus on the thing, which is why I think you see a lot of young stars in the league that struggle with image and understanding. Like, I know I sound like old guy shaking fist at cloud. I'm not saying you can't have hobbies. Like,
whoa, don't steal my platform.
Yeah, but like, Luka's a Overwatch is a video game. Luka's like one of the top, I think he's like a top 750 player in the world.
Is that like a shooting game?
It's a 5v5. If I explain it to you, you'd be like, huh?
Five versus five people and you shoot people.
Kind of.
Okay, cool.
There's a bunch of other stuff going on.
Mario Kart battle.
Oh, sure, like sick, dude.
Like whatever it is, like
anytime, anywhere.
I think that's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, I'll play anyone, anywhere, any system.
Miles Turner's Legos. Wemby likes to read. Like I don't.
Trevor Bauer loves drones.
Whatever it is,
and some weird stuff.
Look again. Whatever it is your thing, I'm not saying it has to be 24/7 because it's not, because you don't have to live your career 24/7.
It's the truth. I do want to read some thoughts on the text line and the YouTube. Chat as well on the YouTube. If I'm a player, I'm watching others like a hawk. Gotta study every player. Another person, doesn't he watch enough when he watches game film? I think this might be a real case to look at early in the season. I'm sure it's less important. He probably watches film though, and I'll continue with that thought that he probably watches maybe a little bit more at the end of the year. All it took for Patrick to become an NBA fan was Liverpool being awful. You know what I say to you?
He's a hoe.
Mm. Also, this doesn't surprise me. Wouldn't we crush NFL players for not watching film? He's talking about watching games, not film.
Yes.
I'm sure Luka watches film. Yeah. But watching the game live is different. And this is the one that might be to your point. This might be a little more harsh in the sense, but I think they're getting at what you just talked about. Luka's not a winner, never has been, doesn't have the factor that Kobe and Jordan had. And I think what I would hope they're trying to say is what you were saying, is that it's just not junky anymore.
No.
It's that the KDs.
It's not just him.
All the dudes you mentioned that are junkies are all almost my age,
yep.
If not my age. Mm-hmm. And
there's a clear cutoff. Like there are very, 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 very few young guys who are hoop junkies.
It is a little damn these kids, kids these days.
Like it's the Chris Pauls, it's the DeMars, it's the Westbrooks, it's the KDs, it's the Stephs,
SGA it's LeBron's. Watch a lot?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
He's just the most quiet dude in the world.
He might be. Like, I mean, honestly,
do you think
like,
Kawhi watches the least because he plays the least?
Yeah, it could be. Well, he's got a lot of time to watch.
All right, a little later.
But yeah, no, there's just like probably if you're under the age of 29 and younger, Wemby's a guy that watches a ton. He's mentioned it. Like, there are guys that watch basketball like endlessly.
And I like that Wemby watches because he's got a big curve to get into the league because, A, no one's played like him before. He's got to figure out his body.
He also has the potential to be the face of the league.
Yeah, he does.
It's just, you know, it's just one of those things. Like, just think about how many players like tweet during games.
That's wild. That's wild. My sixth grader can't have her phone during class.
Not players in a game, but I'm talking about like it's a TNT game.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
LeBron, Steph, KD, Book. Like
these dudes tweet during inside the NBA.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like
at Shaq.
They're
you
there.
Fat ass.
Yeah, they're there. Like they're doing it, but you don't see a lot of the kids doing it. Now, don't get me wrong. There's some of them, certainly.
They'd rather scroll Twitter than tweet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm kind of a social media guy that way, but I'm also just old.
But these guys are—they're there because they're watching the game.
All right, let's get to the big nooner. We'll have a little fun with college football playoff. Plus, we have 10 toes down. Get those questions in for us. 503-864-6326 or the YouTube chat. That's Danny. I'm Patrick. We're having a grand old time on a Thursday. 105.1 Portland Sports Leader.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.